must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh.
The champagne premiere of Sign Painters the Movie is a benefit screening for Parkland's Fine and Applied Arts Department. Donations will be collected at the door of the Parkland Theater, so mark your calendar for Wednesday, September 5th at 7 p.m. to see the premiere of Sign Painters the Movie. I found it fascinating.
Show me a sign. It's so hard to read your mind.
Do you ever notice hand-done signs and remember them? Do you stop and think about who designed them? Probably not. A neglected group of artists whom we take for granted or don't even consider as artists are the original old-style sign painters. In case you aren't an antique freak like I am, finding vintage hand-painted signs is a popular and often pricey passion with collectors. I value the handcrafted signs that decorate my home, like the one that advertises brooms made by the blind, or the country sign a farmer hung for folks passing by to see, lettered in bright bold cursive, inscribed on an old wood board where age only increases its eye appeal. Not one of these signs was mass-produced, and each is unique and done by hand. Documentarians Faith Levine and Sam McCann wanted to discover more about the artists who have and still do paint unique signs. The creative talent involved is not only underappreciated, but it's also not well understood. It's an art form that's slowly disappearing as technology with its instant font selection pushes the letter designing skill into something from the past. The filmmakers started talking with more of these specialized old school painters and discovered how much influence their craft has had on brand recognition, advertising, and the visual pleasure we get from seeing all the different ways signs play a part in our daily lives. The movie documents the work of various American artists who have used, not typically canvas, but brick walls, storefronts, barns, billboards, and glass windows, really any material where the paint will adhere, as the letters make words, words make phrases, all messages scripted to grab the eye and communicate. We meet some of the artists, mostly a male-dominated occupation, but one woman also speaks about the special skills they have in common. We learn about the why and how the sign makers got started, how they learned the process, honed their talent through a wide variety of materials that provide the foundation for the paint. The graphic beauty, the color, the lettering style, and every possible material used results in fascinating handcrafted signs. Unfortunately, these days the old school artists watch as the way they earn a living becomes more and more overrun by technology. People prefer quick and cheap and assembly line product, resulting in a proliferation of computer-designed die-cut vinyl lettering, a creeping sameness that slowly seeps into our landscape, so say the documentarians. But according to those interviewed, fortunately, there may be a growing trend to seek out traditional sign painters and will grow into a renaissance in the trade. Sign Painters the Movie uncovers not only a history, but this emerging resurgence of individually hand-painted signs made with care and imagination and coming to life through brush and paint. Each one different from the other.
Won't you tell me, please, show me a sign.
Faith Levine and Sam Macon stated that their goal in making Sign Painters the Movie is to educate us about the long-standing tradition and to instill a respect for an industry they say is still relevant and available. A method too often overpowered by quick and easy, a method that seeks to replace the individual. The movie is the first anecdotal history of sign painting about some who work by themselves or who are collaborative shop sign painters. So, be sure to check out the champagne premiere of Sign Painters the Movie. Your donation at the door will benefit Parkland's Fine and Applied Arts Department. Wednesday, September 5th, 7 p.m. And that wraps it up this week for Connie's Hot Flashes on the Movies.
Jealousy and hate. Woman needs man.